listening to the Host Unknown podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first in an irregular series of podcasts by us, Host Unknown. Next to me, I have Javad Malik and Andrew Agnes.
Why are we podcasting, Tom?
Because we have the perfect faces for radio.
Speak for yourself.
Moving on, we now have a segment that we like to call
The Little People.
It's in this segment that we try and highlight the younger generation of people up and coming in our industry. Today we speak to Jill Chalmers. I'm here with Jill Chalmers of Abertay University, who's the outgoing president of the Ethical Hacking Society there, and has just finished the finals of working on a dissertation. So, Jill, can you tell me about some of the work that you've been doing recently?
My dissertation topic is honey words and honey encryption, which is a new concept for login systems, which takes normal passwords, adds on random passwords to the database, and then random encryption on top of that. So if someone steals your database, they've not only got to crack all the passwords that are in it, they've also got to figure out which encryption is being used, they've got to figure out which part of the encryption is being used, and every single password that the user creates has a unique salt attached to it as well. So they need to get past multiple layers of encryption to get to the actual password in the first place. And if they use any of the honey words that have been placed in there, it triggers an IDS, which alerts them to the database theft, which has also got something written into it so that you can alert your users. They change their passwords and all their honey words get updated as well. So the entire system and database that the person's nicked is now useless.
Marvellous. Thank you very much.
So we will be adding subtitles for those of you who, like us, did not understand a word you were saying.
But too technical for me and Scottish.
Wasn't it about iron brew?
Something like that. Girders and stuff.
The Little People.
Rant of the week. So, Andy, do you want to rant about the latest ruling from RSA at their conference?
I do. In a way that's not going to get me fired.
Okay, so this is going to be a short segment then.
Andy, don't worry. No one's going to listen to our podcast. We're just doing this for sponsor money.
Rant of the week.
So I have concerns in the direction that conferences appear to be going, introducing dress codes. For example, RSA has explicitly stated attire of an overly revealing or suggestive nature is not permitted. We're not just talking about promotional girls, we're actually talking about members of staff on the stands as well. You know, tank tops, camisole tops or mini dresses have been explicitly named, as well as the catch-all objectionable or offensive costumes. Who's to say what's offensive?
You do realise that InfoSec Europe started this trend out last year.
But they didn't explicitly state a dress code.
But his umbrage has been boiling over ever since InfoSec, I think. He's always talking about it.
I think it's a good move. I think that people who are professionals going to a professional conference should be interacting with professional people, and having like jugglers and people in skimpy outfits and fire-breathing dragons is just not professional. If I want to see that stuff, I'll go to the zoo or I'll go to Stringfellows. So I don't need to go to a conference to see that shit.
We're not talking about jugglers here. We're actually talking about people on the stands. I'm telling you that some people do like to dress in mini dresses, or some people have cleavage on display in the office environment as well as at events.
You're listening to the Host Unknown podcast. More fun than a security vendor's briefing.
You know I enjoy wearing lycra when I go to conferences. Under the new ruling by RSA, I would not be allowed to stand on a stand.
As it were. So what should we all... Should we all wear just a onesie? Just a beige onesie, or...?
Well, we're going there with burkas and boiler suits.
That's not at all concerning to hear you say that, Andy. Okay, folks, that was Rant of the Week.
Rant of the Week.
Next up, we're going to be looking on Twitter for a Tweet of the Week. Jav, you've got Twitter open there. What have you found?
I have to say the Tweet of the Week has to go to Troy Hunt, who tweeted out, hashtag, still unemployed. And there's a picture with it.
Oh, good. Oh, we can all see the picture now. Excellent.
It's amazing. Fantastic.
Slightly underexposed.
Hey, he takes his whiskey like I take my women.
How's that, Andy?
16 years old and mixed up with Coke.
Tweet of the Week.
Right, moving on. Segment we call...
Billy Big Balls of the Week.
I'm here talking with Christian Toon, Head of Information Risk at Iron Mountain. Hello, Christian.
Hi, Tom.
What are you working on at the moment?
Tom, what am I not working on at the moment? Geez, it's not security assessments in the far-reaching corners of the world. It's third-party assurance back at home, because people want to know about InfoSec. They want to know what you're doing with their data. But I tell you what, these assessments to the side of the water, it's scary. You go into some really scary, nasty places, and between you and me, they're doing a lot of stuff we should be doing.
That was recorded last year. Now Christian Toon works for someone else.
Who's that, Tom?
I believe it's PwC, or PricewaterhouseCoopers, as they like to be known.
What's he gone there for?
I think he had an excellent opportunity that he couldn't turn down.
Ah, makes sense, hey, makes sense.
It's good for him, good for him.
Hey, none of us would ever sell ourselves out for money, would we?
No, never.
Host Unknown, sponsored by... Insert name here.
He's gone down in my estimation.
Okay, so...
How do you spell shambles?
It's not shambles, it's an omni-shambles.
And so on to Conference of the Week. This week's conference is RSA. Tune in next week to find out when. Where's RSA this year?
It's in San Francisco, I believe.
San Fran, okay.
It's always in San Francisco.
It's not in London anymore, or Europe.
Not doing Europe at all.
No, they've got this RSA unplugged now, which is on at the same time as InfoSec.
Yeah. So. And they said no sponsors. They said they're not going to have any sponsors.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
It's a one-day thing. It's unplugged. I'm speaking there, by the way.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. RSA unplugged?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might give my ticket back.
I thought they said no vendors.
No vendors sponsoring yet.
All vendors talking.
Yeah, you know what? I knew I was moving, but I couldn't tell anyone I was moving. So when I was approached about talking, I said, yeah, of course I can. And so they put me down, they got me on the website and said, oh, by the way, I've just moved to Alienfall. I hope that's not a problem. I said, no, it's not a problem.
Industry news.
Now we're on to the news, which is powered by itsecurityguru.com. Or they look so we don't have to. And top 10 stories are powered by IT Security Guru. We haven't actually read any of these, we're just going on the titles. So I'll read them out and you two can add in your commentary. 29 million health records breached in the USA in 3 years.
Board of health record stories being breached.
Okay. FireMon appoints new CTO and marketing VP.
That's interesting, how?
APT on APT attacks reveal new actors.
China.
China on China action, that's what all I see. IT managers still reliant on the perimeter despite improving defences in response to threats.
That's not a headline, that's an essay.
Akamai launches cloud security intelligence data processing engine. Woo! Go Akamai! Alien Vault releases closed beta of second version of Open Threat Exchange. You two shut up. This is by far the most important story here. It should be number one. All others are number two or lower.
Why do you need vaults to store aliens?
I know. Bizarre. What
BT launches event and telemetry data analytics tool to detect and identify threats.
I don't actually understand what that means.
WebSense announces partnership with Bolden James to boost DLP solutions.
Sounds like they've teamed up with a law firm.
Microsoft disables SSL 3.0 in patch for Internet Explorer 11. There are people that still use Internet Explorer. Sony-level attacks are possible on 90% of companies.
Sony's attacked 90% of the time. Sony is breached 90% of the time. 90% of the time you hear of Sony, they are in the status of being breached.
Exactly. In fact, 90% of the time, they're being breached all the time.
And that wraps up the news.
So, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We will get the next episode out as soon as we can get the three of us together in the same room again.
There are 8 minutes you will never get back.
Well, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm afraid those are 8 to 10 minutes you will never be getting back. See you next time.
Love you.
Host Unknown, the podcast, was written, performed and produced by Andrew Agnes, Javad Malik and Tom Langford. Copyright 2015, or something like that. Insert legal agreement here as applicable and binding in your country of residence. We thank you.
Stay secure, my friends.
I don't have a tagline.
You don't have any lines. Andy, you are just a disappointment.
I am disappointed, son.
I'm not angry. I'm just really, really disappointed.
Would anybody be upset if I said that didn't record?
No.